It's 88.5 KCSN. My name's Jeff Penfield, joined live right now backstage at Amoeba Music with Connor Oberst. Thank you so much for taking some time out today.
Hey, Jeff. It's nice to be here, bud.
That was a great performance, by the way.
Thanks so much.
Got some new songs from Salutations that you were presenting live, which was just so great to hear. And you were in town for your Greek theater show as well. So I hope that all went well as well.
Yeah, it was a really fun night. You know, it's a great venue, and especially like... Yeah, pleasant moonlit, beautiful night.
Salutations is a new album, and it's kind of interesting how this came to be, because there was the album that you first put out. I'll put it that way. It's probably the best way to put it, is Ruminations, which had a lot of songs on there. It's kind of interesting to see that contrast there between the two records. It sounded like almost like you were in just a different mental place when you were putting together Salutations. How did that go, where you went from what you had on Ruminations and create Salutations?
So yeah, it was a bit of a feat of propaganda, I suppose, because the intention was to always make the record with the band. And so I got together with my friends, the Felice brothers, who play, some of them play with me today. And I knew I wanted to make a record with them. They were in between drummers at the time, and through like a twist of fate, I ended up hooking up with Jim Keltner, kind of like the, you know, iconic legendary drummer who's played with everyone, and became friends with him, and he ended up like co-producing the record. So basically the record is the Fleeces with Jim Keltner playing drums. And that was sort of, you know, the record I guess, you know, I wanted to make, but I had recorded at my studio in Omaha. I have a studio with Mike Mogus from Bright Eyes that's like in my backyard, and like over like the course of like 2 days, I had just essentially, you know, demoed the songs that I was going to send to the Felices and to Keltner. And then I sent them to like my management and my label Nonesuch. And so a few months, that was probably February, and then so a few months passed, I was out in California making the record with Keltner and the Felices, probably like a month into doing it. And David Byther, who's like the main dude at Nonesuch, like called me up and was just said, he's like, well, this might sound weird, but I got an idea. What if we put out some of the songs from the Omaha recording like in the fall, and then I'll give you more time to finish the band recording, you know? So it's almost like in reverse, like put out the demos first, or wait, I mean, that's not reverse, but you know what I mean? Like,
well, normally you see it where you release an album and then you have like 10 years later, you have the super premium release, which has the demos and everything.
Sure, exactly. So this was kind of, you know, basically I think that he, you know, we call it like demo-itis, where I felt like he had like a case of demo-itis, where he really kind of, you know, started to really get attached to the Omaha recording, which was done in like 2 days, and I didn't think much about it at all. But it worked out cool. I, you know, I thought it was an unusual idea, and like I really loved like Nonesuch, and they're like so thoughtful and like actually like into music, which is rare in like the record business. So I thought, well, shit, if the label wants to do something weird and cool, like I'm gonna go along with it.
Well, and that's the funny thing with Nonesuch, and you're not the first artist I've talked to about this. I've interviewed the Stays, I've interviewed Robin Pecknold of Fleet Foxes, and we talked about the same thing, where it was, you know, they have the kind of people there and the kind of mindset where it's not about, oh, let's get the record out and let's do it, you know, this exact way.
Yeah.
They kind of give you some opportunities there. It's interesting that someone even within the label said, hey, I know this is crazy, these demos sound, you know, we feel like these demos are really something that you can release and really, you know, make something of its own.
Yeah. No, I thought it was very interesting and unusual idea, and I feel like, you know, some people probably are like, well, I'm buying, you know, whatever, like I'm buying the same songs twice, but I mean, I feel like they're so different in the way that they're presented, that, and it's cool that they, you know, I'm sure there's gonna be people that like the band versions more than the solo versions, or vice versa, and like that's great, you know. It's like, might as well, you know, I don't know, I guess more the merrier, really, I feel like.
There's a dance dance hall there, where the sick folks go, like the olden days on the Barbary Coast. There's a barefoot child, she's playing in the rain. You can sell your wares, even if they're hot, in the great bazaar or the parking lot, 'cause it takes a while to know who to blame. I might have a taste, 'cause the first one's free, in the checkout girl, she's got a thing for me, and they're both as sweet as the day is long. I don't wanna feel stuck, baby, I just wanna get drunk before noon. I don't mind my head when there's room to dream. Feel like Paul Gauguin painting breadfruit trees in some far off place where I don't belong. Tried to lose myself in the primitive, in Yosemite, like John Muir did, but his eyes were blue, mine are red and raw. In this modern world, it's a sight to see, it's a stimulant, it's pornography. It takes all my will now not to turn it off. Don't want you to feel sad, baby, I take everything back, I swear I do. Cause once all the friends I had have used me up and left, well, I bet you hang around, I bet you hang around a
And it's almost like, you know, it's a different mindset where in the studio, you think about it, you think about it, you talk with whoever you're working with, sure. And whether it's, you know, Jim saying, hey, why don't we try this, or one of the Felice brothers or whoever you were working with in the studio at the time. In the case with you and Mike, it was probably very much a, hey, let's just get this down and get the demos out. And it was more like a natural progression.
Yeah, exactly.
And what was it like working with the Felice brothers? I mean, I know they've had their own careers and their own, done a lot of great stuff. And what was it like bringing them on board?
I mean, you know, it's with that one, it's just kind of like a long time coming where, like, we've been friends forever, like, I don't know, 10 years. I've known them, they've toured, they've been my backing band on tour like many times, going like years back, and we've toured together. So it was one of those things I was like, I knew eventually it was going to happen, but it was really fun to like be in the studio. And like, I always say it's like, they like Felicify my songs, you know? So it's like, I got my songs and then they take them and make them sound more like Felice Brothers songs.
Especially live with the accordion and the violin. It was just like, and the fiddle, it was just like, yeah, I could hear like, I was like, oh man, I remember that totally awesome Felice Brothers song from like 10 years ago.
Totally. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, they're just, I mean, they're truly, I say it without any exaggeration, which they probably, as far as like modern bands, are like probably my favorite band. So it's just, yeah, it's great. And they're like, you know, they're my brothers too, you know, they're such sweet guys. So it was awesome. And then, yeah, working with Keltner was crazy. Just how, I don't know. I mean, this is a guy that's like, whatever, like Randy Newman, John Lennon, Bob Dylan. I mean, just, it's in, yeah, if you look up his discography, it's pretty insane. So, and he, yeah, he was just such a joy to be around and like really cared about the, you know, cause I didn't know what exactly to expect, but he was so invested in like every aspect. Of course he played the drums, but he was invested in like, you know, he spent more time in the control room, like, you know, mixing and, you know, finalizing stuff like than I did, you know. He's like, he was fully in there. And yeah, he's a great musical mind. It was you know, it was a bit of an education just to kind of see how he thought about things, you know.
I woke up this morning still wearing that tie, the one with the hammer and sickle design. I threw up all the pills that my doctor prescribed. I went out to fetch me some air. This world was so crowded with billboards and signs, food trucks double parked in parallel lines. I thought about breakfast, but I settled on wine. I always choose hunger over despair, and what's possible over what's there. But it isn't as though we get what we want, no matter how hard or long we have fought. My happiness is a mere afterthought. When I'm with her, I keep it in mind. Then she's gone and I've run out of time. I sat down today in a high barber's chair to hear the town gossip and clean up my hair. He said she was seen on the bus station stairs with her suitcase threatening to walk. Not sure how true it was, but I'll hazard a guess, man. It's probably not more, it's probably not less. If that college kid bookie was accepting bets, the brackets would mostly be chalk. Yeah, it's safe to assume that she's lost. And isn't as though we get what we want, no matter how hard or long we have fought. My happiness is a mere afterthought. When I'm with her, I keep it in mind. Then she leaves and I've run out of time. Concerned with the state that I'm in, at the height of the scandal, with vertigo spins, I'll take every audition till I'm Errol Flynn. I'll bring it to life off the page, and I'll get up tomorrow still wearing that tie, the one with the skull and crossbone designs. If I'm asked if I miss her, well, it's easy to lie. In this world that's called more the same, no, I wouldn't feel proud or ashamed. Yeah, isn't as though we get what we want, no matter how hard or long we have fought. My happiness is a mere afterthought. When I'm with her, I keep it in mind. Then she's gone and I've run out. of time.
I think you really see that it really were two different records, because you look even at the covers of Ruminations, it's a little darker, a little more, you know, much more it's about you. But when you look at the cover and kind of the way you've approached Salutations, it's much brighter. I mean, even the font is like, looks like balloons. Where did that come from?
The balloon animal font. Well, actually, the artwork was done by my friend Gary Burden, who's just this amazing, also... Actually, he's the one that really got me in touch with Jim Keltner, but he's like a legendary like art director, like artist, did all like Neil Young's artwork and Joni Mitchell, Jackson Brown, everything in like 60s, 70s California. He pretty much had a hand in a lot of that stuff. But yeah, we kind of conceptualized the artwork together, and yeah, I thought it was funny, the balloon animal font. Like, it's pretty cartoony, but I thought it was a nice blend, because, like, basically, like, on the cover, like, I'm, you know, I'm, like, dead in the pool. So I thought it'd be nice to bring a little sunshine into, like, the macabre artwork.
And so thus far, you've been on the road for a little bit. How have all the shows been going? How's the reception been on the songs out live?
It's been great. Yeah, we just had, you know, we played, obviously played the Greek here, and then... We played up at the Fox Theater in Oakland, and this run is pretty new. We've only done four shows so far, but yeah, pretty much on tour all the rest of the year, and you know, yeah, it seems good. You know, I always try to like find a balance with the live shows of like obviously presenting the new record, mm-hmm. and like really wanting to, you know, those are the songs I'm most excited to perform, but. Also try to, you know, mix in like old Bright Eyes songs and, you know, just old my other solo records and like Monsters of Folk, and try to like just, you know, make the crowd happy. You know?
Open it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you know, here's a little crowd pleaser for you.
Yeah.
But you still get to throw in something that you're like, you know what, I really feel like playing the song.
Yeah.
Started drinking the Kool-Aid, we were taking the bait, we were talking the big talk, never playing it safe. Looking good as Jane Fonda on that Viet Cong tank. You can't get something for nothing, honey, gotta energize your base. But she was young enough, she was blonde enough, she was got a perfect hand. And millions of admirers, but not one single friend. It's a little uncanny what she managed to do. Became a symbol for a pain she never knew. That's true. Ronnie Reagan, he was a shoe salesman's son. He got himself in the movies, yeah. He impressed everyone. He thought trial by fire was America's fate. He made a joke of the poor people, and that made him a saint. But he was tan enough, he was rich enough, he was handsome like John Wayne. There was no one at the country club who didn't feel the same. It's a little uncanny though, what he managed to do. Got me to read those Russian authors through and through. Woo! Woo! miss Christopher Hitchens. I miss Oliver Sacks. I miss poor Robin Williams, man, yeah. I miss Sylvia Plath. Every morning's a desert now. Every night is a flood. They say a party might kill me. Well, sometimes I wish it would. But I'll get strong enough. I'll be man enough to keep myself in check. 'Cause all my friends who flew to town said that's what they expect. It's a little uncanny though what they managed to do. Name the adventure they knew just wasn't true. Woo!
Well, we really do appreciate the work you put into Salutations, and I know there was a lot that went behind it, with both just, you know, with what you were writing about and, you know, and just getting everybody together and getting such a great record, two really great records out of it. So new album is Salutations, also Ruminations, if you don't want to wait 10 years for the deluxe edition. Connor Oberst, thank you again so much for taking some time out of your day.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for having me.
It's 88.5 KCSN.